Welcome back for the afternoon session. It's my great pleasure to start off this afternoon with Jean-Luc Degaye, who I met on the 2003 flight over Antarctica, and who was very hospitable to me and to my students at that time, that we are glad to have. He, at the moment, has some interesting data relevant to something we heard about this morning, the 1914 expedition to test the general theory of relativity, which fortunately failed because Einstein didn't have his right theory at that time. But now he has some data. I have a copy of it on my desk, and we all need time to study these data, but it's remarkable that by the year 2007, we can get to a point where we can take these kind of data that are available to all of us. Anyway, Jean-Luc has a wonderful organization called Your Astro, and they do a lot of interesting observations, including a bunch of eclipse expeditions, and we're glad to hear about the most recent one now.
Thank you, Jay. Thanks the organizers and those who helped me. I first have an announcement. Those who registered to the Paloma Adam visit tomorrow with me or with Mike Simmons, we will gather outside on the terrace at the afternoon break at 3:45. So please follow me at the break, and if you have questions, be then prepared. Thank you. So, I still have 13 minutes to tell you about the Eurastro Association and the collaboration between professionals and amateurs. So, the title is Coming Slowly, Lentement mais sûrement. And what's Eurastro and what's the Astro Club and what's the EPO? EPO must sound curious to some of you, but it's simply the European Patent Office in Munich. That's the place I work. And I work with plenty of frustrated astronomers. What are frustrated astronomers? These are people who learned astronomy, who learned space techniques, and who had financial problems or other problems, and who were obliged to join the European Patent Office. But even though we are civil servants with a reputation of being lazy, we try to make things after work, so it means that there's really work there, and in such things I created with my frustrated friends a small club for the civil servants called the EPO Astro Club Munich, simply Astro because there's no astrology, we know. We went to eclipse. Of course, if there were no eclipses in the Eurastro program, I wouldn't be there. But we make plenty of other things. So you have the website in filigrane, and please come back to me if you are interested in other things than eclipses. But we went to the Annular One in Arizona, to the Total One in India, in Rajasthan, and the association as such was created not only for the people at the patent office, but to and everybody interested, be it professional, amateur, neophyte, or veteran. So we came from 30 people in the club to, as of today, 555 people in the Eurastro Association. And we had, for our first eclipse, it was in Munich, it was through the patent office door, so we had to get people civilized and ready to observe the 99 eclipse. from the roof of the office or from a beer garden, for those who know that. And, well, we made other eclipses. Then, eventually, in 2002, we had our website. We went to Antarctica, met Professor Pazakov again. We wanted also to see the transit of Venus from the least hospitable place in Europe. It was the summit of Crete with 8 degrees temperature, 70 kilometers per hour wind, and visibility in excess of 50 meters. But it was easier for our Polynesian eclipse on board the Gauguin. Libya was tough again. Libya again was even more difficult than the first time. And what's coming next? We'll see. So our first eclipse in Munich was a rather modest one as to science. As to education and popularization, it was quite important because we had 5,000 plus EPO employees to prepare. So we spread about 100 observers along the totality from France to Romania to be sure that at least someone would not be clouded out. But we had luck. We had also a press campaign and handing out 4,000 CE certified eclipse glasses. In Zambia, we had a very modest collaboration with the professionals in that we said hello to the academics in the University of Lusaka, but we observed from a private place. In Australia, it was next to Adelaide in the desert. We didn't make much science either. Except the controversial natural flash spectrum. So when the sun is very low on the horizon, what do you see? Is it atmospheric differential refraction, or is it a flash spectrum used without any observed without any instrument? It's still controversial. In 2003, there were plenty of eclipses, lunar, partial or annular, solar, and eventually we made our expedition with the Qantas flight. You see my bodyguard, Matthew Poulton. Hi, Matthew. You see Miss Eurastro. That's the student of Jay Pazakov. That's a nice institution, the Miss Eurastro Institution, and Jay himself, of course. There was something quite nice. It was the in-flight collaboration. It was the first time that people exchanged their memory cards still in flight. So, and the pilot was not very happy with that. And it was a multi-camera, multi-team experience, and really it was the climax of collaboration between amateurs and professionals. So we went to Crete, to that windy, cold location on top of the Ida Mount, almost. And we had a collaboration project with the ESO to determine the parallax. Well, it was obtained with such an accuracy that I'm still unconvinced about the way it was done. But anyway, we had a cometologist with us. We hired him from the ESO, and we could observe not only the transit of Venus with good atmospheric arcs, but also take some deep sky images and study comets with cometologist Emmanuel Jeuin. In 2005, we were on the Gauguin, so you recognize almost all the faces on the picture here. And again, there was some sponsoring. All your astro activities are free, and some of them are even sponsored. how to say. I had some colleagues on another ship at the place where a diamond ring was expected, and well, we came to the difficult thing, the Libyan eclipse or eclipses, because I went to a place in south Libya, to the Wawan Namus, in order to try to redo the Eddington experiment or Einstein experiment or light bending experiment. It's the same. So we needed to go twice to Libya in about 6 months interval. Means that we had the Ebola eclipse just on time for taking the reference images of the stars. And so step one was to see the annular eclipse, but it was just a bonus. It had nothing to do with the Eddington experiment. Then to take images of the reference field, the sun would be in 6 months later, and then do it again, this time with the excellent organization of Eclipse City. And there was, of course, the sky was fantastic. And this is out of the camera, no processing. So you can imagine how clear the sky was. This is a little bit processed, but not Druckmullerized. That I tried to send images, and I offered sponsoring to Miloslav and daughter, but it somehow went wrong. But now I took first contact again, if I can call that first contact, with Hannah, and pictures will be sent, and I hope it will close a gap in the observations, because it was around 10:20 in the morning, just at the time where this corner structure appeared. So I hope that with those pictures you can have a better understanding. And that's almost the end. There's still a question pending: who will process the images? That's a lot of work. So if you are interested in helping us process the images, because there are hundreds of images to reduce, to interpret, it will be welcome, because we don't have such a lot of time. So what's up? What's coming? Astronomer Without Borders. I had the pleasure to meet Mike Simmons, and I discovered that what I did in a small scale also existed in a larger scale, so we are now affiliates with Astronomers Without Borders. The Eurastro Prize has been awarded 6 days ago, and we are preparing a trip to the Chinese Gobi. And well, what's the Eurastro Prize? This is the Eurastro Prize laureate. So this is one of the Miss Eurastro. She's very keen at chemistry, spectroscopy, etc. And she wanted to get a good eclipse trip. So she's smiling because she's got the bugs, and she's in good hands, since we are teaming with Eclipse City. Thank you.
Thank you very much. I do hope somebody in this room will be able to help with the Einstein experiment, because they're nice out in beautiful conditions there. Questions? Please don't look. No questions. Okay. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.